News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Supreme Court's heard a challenge to President Trump's power to fire board members of independent agencies, and Ed Donahue reports the court's conservative majority seems likely to back the president.
Lawyers for the administration are defending President Trump's decision to fire Federal Trade Commission member Rebecca Slaughter without cause. They want to overturn a 90-year-old decision that has limited when presidents can fire agency board members. This is Justice Sonia Sotomayor.
And if you take away a half of this bargain, you end up with just massive, uncontrolled, unchecked power in the hands of the president. And it's really hard to affect both sides of this bargain, because it's already been done.
The court's six conservative justices have already signaled strong support for the administration's position over the objection of their three liberal colleagues. By allowing Slaughter and board members of other agencies to be removed from their jobs, I'm Ed Donahue.
They're great people. They're the backbone of our country.
President Trump is giving farmers hit hard by his trade war with China $12 billion in aid.
$12 billion is a lot of money.
A federal judge has struck down the president's executive order blocking wind energy projects, calling it arbitrary and capricious and a violation of U.S. law. In Japan, damage assessments and concern about the possibility of more after a powerful 7.5 magnitude earthquake struck off northern Japan. There were injuries and a tsunami reported. Officials are warning of aftershocks and an increased risk of a megaquake. Meantime, Charles de Ledesma reports.
Thailand's launched airstrikes along the disputed border with Cambodia as both sides accuse the other of breaking a ceasefire that halted fighting earlier this year. The Thai army says more than 50,000 people have left areas near the border for shelters, while Cambodia's information minister says tens of thousands of residents have been displaced. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is AP News. On Wall Street today, shares of Netflix dropped 3.4%. while Warner Brothers Discovery rose 4.4% and Paramount Skydance jumped 9%. Lisa Dwyer reports it all followed a hostile takeover bid.
Netflix reached a $72 billion takeover deal with Warner Brothers Discovery just days ago. Paramount says it is going straight to Warner Brothers shareholders with a $30 per share in cash offer for the entirety of Warner Brothers Discovery, including its global network segment, asking shareholders to reject the deal with Netflix. Paramount argues the Netflix deal faces too many regulatory hurdles and would stifle competition. President Trump says the deal struck by Netflix could be a problem because of the size of the combined market share. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.